I'm here backstage with Kim Wilde just before she's entering the stage, part in the park. It's been raining, but it seems like the rain has stopped now. You're going on stage. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. I just heard Rick Astley on.
He was
there.
Great.
He was so great, yeah. And the audience sounded amazing. Bless them. Standing out in the rain, making all that noise and loving the show. So, yeah, very excited.
But we're talking to people here. They say they're going to stand it all out, even though it's raining, because they really would love to hear you sing.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's a real compliment. And, you know, I know it takes a lot to stand out in the rain for a long time. And I know they've got kids out there and everything, so we're going to give them an extra special KW experience today.
But how come you've recorded so many songs? What do you do about cutting down on the set list? I mean, you can only play so and so many songs. How do you get around that?
Well, you know, we always think about the audience first, you know, and it's you know, we put in all the biggest hits that they know, so that's an important decision, and then we kind of add a lot of songs that I really love to sing, to keep it fresh and keep the band sort of having more fun and stuff, because, you know, we're singing these songs a lot of the time, so we always add different songs to kind of keep the set fresh. So we've got a few interesting covers we're going to do tonight that people might not expect.
Kids in America, that's a definite one.
Of course, yeah, we always do Kids in America.
Isn't that amazing? That came in 81. I mean, in February 81, it entered the British charts, and now so many years later, you're still going strong. Not only that song, many other songs. How have you kept going for all these years? What's the secret behind it?
Well, it helped a lot that I had an incredibly talented brother, Ricky Wilde, who's the MD of my band, writing these songs for me, along with my dad and myself, and in the years that came after Kids. And yeah, I mean, we just work very hard. We love music and we love writing and we love pop music still. It's still the holy grail in our life to create that perfect 3 or 4 minute song. It still makes more sense to me than a lot of things that I see out in the world as I've got older. Pop music's made more and more sense in my life, I have to tell you.
Yeah. And also gardening. I mean, listeners listening to this, why is he putting this dumb question to Kim Wilde? Yeah. But there's something about you and gardening, right?
Really, yeah. I mean, I'm out in the garden all the time. I've got a lot of vegetables I'm growing right now and seeds that I'm bringing on out in the garden. And I spend any spare time I have out there creating the most beautiful garden, I think. And I'm always missing it when I'm away. I mean, I love traveling and I love doing concerts and hanging with my band, but I'm always missing my garden.
And you've done a television program. You've done 2 books, I think, as well.
Yeah, I did a couple of books, which were inspired by my children primarily. That was why I wanted to make a garden, was for them to grow up in. But now that's sort of a long time ago. They're teenagers now and they're making their own music and getting on with it. But music, you know, and gardening are still my 2 big passions.
And now you are into radio as well. We're carrying the Kim Wilde 80s show. It's an amazing program. How do you find time and what is it like to be... To be on the radio, how was it like?
Well, I've always loved radio from the moment I was a kid, sitting on the back seat of the bus, listening to records on the national radio stations, and growing up, rushing home to listen to radio. Radio has played a big part in my life as a listener and as someone who's listened to my songs on it. And it's a place that you don't have to worry about your hair or your lipstick, and so it's kind of a level playing field on radio, and you really can communicate your passion for music if you have it, or if you don't have it, that shows too. So if you've got a real genuine passion for something, radio is a great medium to express that. And the decade was so great. You know, I know so many people from the 80s. They've become good friends. I travel with them and tour with them all the time. So I have something to bring to the show that's fresh all the time, because I'm still hanging out with, you know, Heaven 17 and ABC and Nick Kershaw and all these people. And so I'm hoping that people will really enjoy the show for that reason.
We're looking forward to your show next weekend, but most of all, we're looking forward to seeing you on stage in about a quarter of an hour. So have a nice evening up there.
Yeah, thanks so much. Can't wait.